Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Now, when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over, the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
So, what are you hungry for this morning? Perhaps you had breakfast, and it's not so much hunger for food, but for connection. Maybe a hug, or for sharing, or for hearing ideas outside your own bubble, or, I hope, hungry for hearing the good news from God. But we know that there are plenty of people this morning waking up hungry for literal food. I'm blessed that I can stagger into the kitchen and get out the cereal and milk and be satisfied. But there are millions who can't do that. Advent Church here received a request this week for ways that we can resume our feeding ministry with the homeless in Arlington. The virus has completely disrupted the normal chain of our food preparation and distribution for them. Even many of those who are not destitute are experiencing some food insecurity in this time. Perhaps even you are not able to obtain exactly the foods that you prefer or that match your optimal diet. We are invited to consider the hungers of others for real food, yes, and also to be aware of the other hungers in our community. The hunger for normalcy, for school, for friends and work and colleagues. The hunger for feeling safe in public places, for security in sharing fellowship and the comfort of the known, the freedom from the discomfort of being overwhelmed by the unknown. What are we hungry for? Perhaps all that I just mentioned could be summed up as hungry for the kingdom of God. Jesus has been telling people parables about this kingdom, like a seed, a little seed that in good soil yields 100-fold, a little yeast that leavens bread enough for the whole village, like a treasure to be desired. And now, he gives people a parable of the kingdom, not in words, but in an experience of being fed. He enacts a parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a small meal made from this tiny amount of unknown origin that the disciples rounded up. And it fills and satisfies everyone, huge numbers of people, thousands and thousands. Someone had a little lunch that they were willing to share and give up. And Jesus uses it to yield thousands of lunches. The stories in the parables were all about miraculous outcomes. And here Jesus produces an outcome in the same vein for the people present. But there's a difference here. In the stories Jesus told, a person, the sower, or the woman who's baking, or the buyer of the field, the people are catalysts. But the growth, the outcome, is the operation of the kingdom. It happens without human agency. In this enacted parable, though, humans are an integral part in sustaining and producing the outcome. First of all, it's the disciples who notice the problem that the people are hungry and that it's a long way from the village to the village with their homes and their shops. And they're the ones that bring it to Jesus' attention. They're concerned and empathetic. They think through the problem and offer a solution that's practical. They're basically praying for the people. Send them away so that they can get to the shops and buy food. But Jesus has another solution. Don't send them away. You feed them. What? They must have thought, Jesus, we have very limited resources, and that's in no way practical. How come you're dumping this on us? You and I might be saying the same thing about the world's problems, injustice and war and inequality and healthcare, and it's just too great for me. And Jesus says, I'll take whatever you got. Jesus has a plan, even if we don't know what it is, and you are invited to be a part of it. Discipleship is not just about following, but about participating. Note that the disciples in the story are in fact the ones who provide the raw materials. Jesus doesn't take out his own lunch. And they're the ones who actually distribute the food to the crowds. They present Jesus with the problem, and he hands it back to them. They present him with all they've got, and he takes it and blesses it and breaks it and gives it back to them to distribute. Opportunities to be about the work that Jesus calls us to don't necessarily come at convenient times or involve giving up the stuff that we want to share. This is what the disciples have to give up: their lunch. A few of them, somebody had thought to pack one. Jesus, we sometimes pray, Jesus, you do the miracles, but not with our stuff. You show them compassion, Jesus, but not with my time. But the call to be God's presence for someone is likely to come when we find ourselves most sad, most tired, and most fearful about the future, like in the present multiple crises of the virus, like the existential call for seizing this moment for justice in this country, for discerning good leadership for the future. Yes, all these problems may be leaving you tired and sad, like Jesus was, wanting to get away from the ever-demanding crowds to grieve for his cousin and colleague, John the Baptist, and just to recharge. And he says to his disciples, you feed them. As they begin the distribution, I wonder if as they started handing out the broken pieces to the first few and looking out over the thousands on the hillside still to go, if they wondered, how on earth is this going to make it to all of them at the ends? How on earth is it not going to run out? yet not able to see the ending with all those doubts, they get started and they start handing out the food one person at a time. Where and why and how our efforts in feeding the needs that Jesus called us to, how that's all going to work out, are not clear to us either. But we start in faithful obedience, and in our exhaustion, and when we're not seeing or trusting in any inevitable success, we may think we just can't go on. But then we do. Therein, in our going on, lies the miraculous. That's the miracle, that the disciples trusted Jesus and began that distribution, and everyone was satisfied and there was more than enough, but they did not know that ending when they started. And yet, they started anyway. Demonstrates what people can do when they assume that their resources are going to be abundant rather than scarce. An assumption only possible to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. In these times, people are hungry for human presence, and it seems like the world conspires to make that very scarce. Jesus is challenging you and me to feed them, challenging us to find a way to see our abundance and find a way to share it. This week, I invite you to notice how you are gifting others with God's compassion. Maybe a call or an email, or being considerate of their fears of being too close to you, or how those others that you're encountering, I invite you to see how their presence may surprise them with gratitude for the miracle that is you. And then invite you to notice the miracle of how God's gifts that come to you through the presence of someone else are given. And therein lies the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a picnic where all the comers are satisfied and fed and find food that, while it might not be the menu that they would have chosen, turns out to be perfect, turns out to be the sustenance that you need. And for that, we can say, thanks be to God. Amen.